Let's say hello to our next two contestants, Sylvia Ozels and Darwin Connor. Darwin, Sylvia, did you give yourself a nickname growing up, or were you given one? Darwin, your name's Darwin. Was there any nicknames?
Yes. I can't believe I'm going to say this in public.
Okay.
Let alone on the radio. But in junior high school, I thought it was a good idea to call myself Big D. And a friend of mine got me a red sweatshirt, this is in the 80s, that said Big D in quotes, which I wore to junior high school. So that worked out well.
And you're like, look what I did for myself. I made myself very,
very, very popular.
Very popular. Sylvia, what did you decide to call yourself?
I never had a nickname, really, because I was kind of a serious kid. And so, like, nobody felt compelled to give me a nickname.
Man, there are a lot of sad stories on stage tonight.
Did you have one in, like, if you could
I did briefly call myself Silent J because there's a Silent J in my name.
Oh.
But it didn't really stick.
It's like an electric company story.
No.
Yeah, it's Big D and Silent J.
It's like an 80s rap group.
All right, Big D, Silent J. This game is called Nicknames. And in this game, we'll get real familiar with people named Nick. I'm going to give you three made-up nicknames to describe a famous person or fictional character, and you have to ring in the nick of time, and tell us who we're talking about. Puzzle Guru Art Chung, how about an example?
Sure. If we said Coppola's kin, Mr. Moonstruck, and a national treasure, the answer, of course, was Nick Cage.
Okay, and these nicknames, just remember, are made up. They're not real ones, as far as we know. And we're also talking about people with variations on the name Nick. So don't be thrown. Let's go. Rich man, poor man, Malibu mugshot model, and the sexiest man alive in 1992. Sylvia.
Nick Nolte?
Yes.
He was the sexiest man alive.
I know. That is the most...
I would never get that.
Yeah. And
it was Slim Pickens in 92.
Not a nickname he gave himself.
He was not the sexiest man. Slim Pickens was not the sexiest man. I mean,
Slim Pickens.
The Pickings literally were slim.
He's all that. Ringmaster of America's Got Talent and Mr. Mariah Carey. Sylvia.
Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
Totally knew that one.
Yeah, you did.
My buzzer's not working.
Oh, you want to test it?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Paris's pal, Lionel's girl, not so simple lifer. Sylvia?
Nicole Richie?
Yes, indeed.
What happened to you, Big D?
No.
It's Silent J's big
moment. Call me Silent D.
Brit critic, Arsenal soccer fan, high fidelity scribe. Sylvia, she took a gasp.
Nick Hornby?
Yeah, exactly.
Never heard that person.
About a boy?
Darwin, you've never heard of that person?
I've never heard of that person. I have no idea who that
no?
is.
No?
This is completely unfair.
I know, we always try to write personal quizzes, and it's hard. Maybe you know this one. We'll find out.
Nick Cannon.
Pink wig enthusiast, idol judge dropout, feud-fueled rapper.
Sylvia.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
Can I whisper to him and have him say
no,
it?
No. You say the word.
I know.
Oh.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, exactly. All right, this is your last clue. Tambourine tapper, leather and lace lover, Fleetwood Mac mama.
She's looking at me and answering.
Feel bad. Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks is correct.
D.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Wow, I do. I hate the game.
I don't even know if we need to go for it, but clearly Sylvia was our winner.
Congratulations, Sylvia. We will see you later for our Ask Me One More final round. I love those two.
They should have a sitcom.
They totally should have a sitcom. Coming up, we'll talk to musician, motivational speaker, and high priest of partying, Andrew WK. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.